A native healthcare organization in Anchorage is transforming the way it does business with a Toyota management system. Chugachmute delivers healthcare and social services to 7 Alaska Native villages around Prince William Sound. Executive Director Patrick Anderson says the Toyota lean management style has helped the organization free up resources to spend on improving care. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Spring cleaning is a well-established ritual for many people in their homes, but at work, it isn't as common, unless you work for Chugachmute, like Jerry Lucan.
A lot of the stuff will get tossed or recycled.
Lucan is participating in a lean improvement event. Employees are spending 2 days cleaning and organizing their offices and common spaces. One of the main tenets of lean is continuous improvement, whether that's clearing clutter, streamlining the hiring process, or fixing a payroll error. At Toyota, that means every worker can stop the production line as soon as they see a problem develop. That ensures a small defect won't be repeated on hundreds of cars. At Chugachmute, Lucan says the concept works too.
You feel empowered to try to fix something if it's not working, you know. Our travel forms don't work. You know, what can we do about it? Instead of just saying all right, our travel forms don't work, I go on with my life and just deal with it. It takes time and energy when something's not working to go around it, to work with it instead of just fixing it.
You wouldn't think a system developed for a car company with thousands of employees would work for a small native organization that provides healthcare and social services for 2,200 customers. But as soon as Chugachmute Executive Director Patrick Anderson heard about lean in 2004, he saw the potential. In his office, he has 2 shelves full of lean advice books promoting the management style for every industry, including healthcare.
I studied. All those books have been read. They don't just sit on my shelf to impress people. I've read them. But as I read them, I realized that this could be the answer to a well-run organization.
But Anderson says the transition to lean wasn't easy. He describes it this way.
Monstrous. Monstrous.
Many employees welcome the new style, but he met heavy resistance from some, especially in the healthcare division. In 2007, the entire medical provider staff, 5 employees, resigned in part because of the transition to lean. Those former employees did not want to be interviewed for this story. But in an email, one former physician's assistant said lean did not improve clinical outcomes. He wrote the management style focused relentlessly on revising standards at the expense of patient care. And in the process, the art of medicine was lost. But Anderson thinks lean can work anywhere.
A lot of people tell me, well, we can't use a management system for a car company in a hospital. We do things differently. And I say, no, you don't do things differently. Your management system comes from Ford and General Motors.
More and more healthcare organizations around the country are starting to adopt lean. Hospitals like Seattle Children's and Virginia Mason were among the first. Anderson would like to see others follow. He thinks it's one solution to the unsustainable rise in healthcare costs. That's because eliminating waste is such a big focus of lean. Anderson wants every worker to do their job as efficiently as possible. For example, if a worker spends a lot of their day making copies, he makes sure they sit near a copier so they don't waste time walking.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of these in every organization. But people don't think that way. I do. I think about every little minute that can be applied to more productive use.
Anderson says it's difficult to calculate an exact amount lean has saved Chugachmute each year, but he says the management style has helped the organization trim costs.
We don't just put it into a piggy bank somewhere. We have services to provide. One example is that we freed up a lot of money for our dental program. We have 2 villages now that are cavity-free among all of the adults, and our 2 other villages are pretty darn close, probably 60-80%. Of the way. That's unheard of in a village.
Anderson thinks lean will help Chugachmute free up even more resources in the years ahead. In the meantime, it's freeing up space on Jerry Lucan's desk.
Notes.
Lucan picks up a batch of old papers and tosses them in the recycle pile, and a section of desk he hasn't seen in a long time suddenly reappears. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.